best show ever.
And now, it's Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.
Okay, ladies, showtime!
Roger JP, 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. Good afternoon, morning, everybody. What is it? Yeah, still 11 o'clock. Good morning, everybody. Roger out. So it's me, it's Brett, it's Monifa,
yo.
and it's that guy Gareth over there. Good morning, everybody. How are we today? How's everybody?
Hello. I'm happy your mic works because, you know, there's been a couple of days in a row where it was broken or something.
Nope. Everything's cool. Everything works. Yes, everything is working. 800-771-1025, 727-579, 1025 are the phone numbers at Roger and JP on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram. Monica, how was your holiday yesterday? Did you make enchis?
You're not going to let that go.
Those who are adults out there, that means enchiladas. Enchiladas.
I feel like it's self-explanatory.
Enchiladas.
I did not make them yesterday, although that is on my...
Make what?
Enchiladas.
Say it right.
Enchis.
Enchiladas.
No, I don't do it that way. But I do have that on my list of things to do this week. Yesterday, I didn't... Not only... Yesterday was bizarre for me because not only did I not have one drop of alky, I uninstalled so as to not be tempted Twitter and just did not go on it at all day long. And there
what
was
happened?
A lot of FOMO in the beginning, like, oh, I just put it back on. Who cares who you're trying to prove anything to? Let's just go. And then I just didn't. And then I went the whole day. And once I hit...
It's nice, right?
It's
a little nice.
It depends on what you say is nice. I still had the urge to want to, but I had a Latino Alumni Society event because, you know, it is our holiday. Mm-hmm. And so that took up a few hours. So that helped.
Let's see, but you did post, though. You did post on Instagram. I did see that story.
Instagram, yeah. No, I was...
Instagram story, yeah.
What happened? What happened on the Twitter that made you uninstall?
No, nothing happened per se, but I know on Friday, I think I posted something from here, and I realized Saturday night that I didn't post all day Saturday, and I'm like, oh, that's interesting. I always post something. And I thought, well, let me just go the rest of the night without posting. And we were at a Brooks and Dunn concert, so there was plenty to post.
Well, God dang, how was that?
That was awesome, by the way. It was honestly a lot of fun. And that's the reason why I didn't have any liquor yesterday, because,
boogied right to your bed.
A little too much. But then, so I was like, I didn't post. And then the next day, I was like, you know what? I didn't post. Maybe I just don't even check it. And so it was kind of a little experiment for me.
Mm-hmm.
Glad I did it, but I'm back. Yay.
I tell you what, I thought about yesterday, well, no, Saturday, I was by my, Saturday, yesterday, Saturday, I was by my father, nope, yesterday, I was by my father's house, and the whole iPhone experiment has come to an end, and we got him a new, this is celebrate good times, come on, I got so much of my life back. But I went there and I set up, well, actually, to be quite honest with you, I was pleasantly surprised because I thought I was going to have to go there and take all the phone numbers now that we put by hand into his iPhone and have to now put that by hand into his new flippy phone. When I got there, he had already done it.
Wow.
How does that happen?
All by himself because he knows how to operate the flip phone.
Okay.
He's just the iPhone, which I thought would just make his life easier. It was too much for him. So I got there yesterday, set up. I was pleasantly surprised. And he's like, John, watch this. And he put another phone number in there. I'm like, I don't even know who you are. But I'm going to be honest. I was like playing around with it, trying to show him some stuff or try to learn some stuff for myself. So when I do have to help him with something, I have an idea. And I'm like, I can totally do this.
Nice.
I can totally do this. At least to the point where I wish I could have both. And when I go on vacation, just take the flip phone.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh.
There's nothing stopping you from doing that.
Just take the flip phone. I have to go out and buy another phone. I got to do the whole thing and set up another line on the account and you know, pay for it. And I don't want to do that. But it was like kind of sexy. It was like
not really.
It was I disagree. You know what? When you have that thing, it was just. I don't know. I don't. You know. You guys know. I don't really post all that much on social media. I'll find myself mindlessly scrolling like Instagram shorts or you know
reels
and YouTube shorts and that kind of stuff. But I don't know. I kind of liked it.
As soon as you have to text somebody, that's when it ends.
I know, but that's why I wouldn't mind having it just for vacation because I don't really need to text anybody. Or have my wife text them. You know. I don't know.
Isn't there like a flip phone? Like there was like the Moto, what was it? You flipped it up. I forget. And had a keyboard in it. So it was kind of flip phone ish.
My buddy's got
like, is
one.
Is there an in between where your dad, is he used to texting at least now or no?
No, he doesn't text.
He doesn't text. That's, all right. So that's where it's okay for him.
Right.
But for you.
He's good.
Yeah.
For you, you would need a keyboard.
He's good. Yeah. Unless what I don't know about his new iPhone is whether or not you could voice the text. Because if you could do that on the flip phone,
no,
well, then
not,
you got something. I don't know whether or not you can or you can't. You got to remember, Monica, you haven't. These are flip phones that are being made now. Mm. It's not a flip phone that was made when we.
That was my next question.
Pre-iPhone.
Where do you even find a flip phone? Like, I didn't Verizon even know they store. Make them.
The Verizon store has them.
He finds them in 2001.
I know.
No.
I know.
No.
Are
no,
they I must say, I'm imagining this.
It was $90.
Remember when the Razor. Was that's a flip phone, right?
Yes.
A Razor?
Yeah.
I remember when that was like the highest of technologies. And that I think was one of the last flip phones. And that's what I think of when I think
to
of
sit
flip
on the
phone.
Bowl and play Snake.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that was like one of two guys. Snake. Yeah, Snake and Tetris on those flip phones.
Tetris. I don't know. I just feel like I know I would be frustrated. We were just talking about this the other day. If I could bring back one cell phone, and it's not a flip phone, would be the Sidekick. Remember the Sidekick?
Yes.
I need that.
But that
so
wasn't
bad.
A Sidekick, right? Wasn't that no. just for texting?
No. That no, it had phone. Internet and stuff. Yeah. It was? It flipped, like the little front part of it flipped sideways.
Right, that's what I was talking about. I forgot the name of it. Yeah,
the Sidekick. And then it had like tactile number, so there wasn't like, you know, touching the screen. If they could bring back Sidekick but with a touchscreen, give me. Because there was a rollerball on the side that you could, you know, maneuver to get around.
Wasn't that like a BlackBerry? Didn't BlackBerry have that?
No. BlackBerry was all, it was just, there was nothing hidden. Like this had, you could hold it as a phone, but then you could also swivel, I guess is a good word, for the screen, and it came up. And it was
turned into a laptop.
Yeah, a little mini tiny laptop, exactly.
But.
With a rollerball.
But it wasn't around for a very long time. So I'm assuming the people weren't as enthusiastic about it as you.
No, it was almost like a cult. The people who had because it was one of the few phones that came with AIM. So we had we could chat, like message each other on our Sidekicks. Like it was very
there's always like the bastard child of, right? And it sounds like that was the bastard child of the BlackBerry because the BlackBerry took off.
It probably was.
Where the Sidekick really didn't. Our old promotion director, this guy Jason, when everybody had iPods, right? Before the iPads really took off, iPods, he had like a Sony version of the MP3 player.
Oh.
And it was he just wasn't going to join the cult. But then, after X amount of time, like, he couldn't use it. He couldn't get his songs onto his phone and all that kind of nonsense. I was like, sucker.
Yeah.
And it was like, what? That was like the LaserDisc.
I'm with you. Well.
So we had the DVD player. No, LaserDisc was before the.
They were around the same before. Time as VHS.
And then you had what? You had the DVDs and the other one was Blu-ray.
Yeah.
And then.
Blu-ray and HD. DVDs.
Right.
HD
so
DVD
Blu-ray
went bye-bye.
Was HD DVD was the bastard child of the Blu-ray, correct?
I believe they did the same thing.
Right.
It had like similar quality, but for whatever reason, like VHS and Beta. Like that was around at the same time VHS won that. So this was HD DVD and Blu-ray DVD.
Remember
and then Blu-ray became the standard.
Remember the size of those VCRs where you had to press the button and you had to load it from the top. So the thing on the top had to rise up and then you slid the tape in.
That was the rich people VCR. We had your very like the kind that the top came up.
That's what I just said.
Yeah, that's the rich people guy. The rest of us had, you just shoved it in the face in the front and then
That came later. That was the second version of it. That was technology. You know, forward thinking. Why press a button to have this thing pop up when you can just slide it in the front?
Shove it in the face. Yeah, right. We couldn't afford it when the top one came
out. Put it in.
Right.
But we definitely had, I remember we had, you know, we might have been eating a really good food. We might have had bologna, but boy, did we get like a microwave when they happened. We got our water beds. We had to have all the fancy stuff without, you know, just so we could be the first ones. And honestly, small town, people talked or whatever, so I guess we had to. But
so were you big, like in small town Iowa with a waterbed? Were you fancy?
We were all the fancy. And everybody knew it was like Kathy's stereo system was the best. And so she had to go to the one town over to get like the most expensive, best stereo system with like the huge speakers that sat on the floor. Remember those? Why did they have to be so big?
So you were, at one point, you were crapping in a bucket in the woods in Minnesota, but you had like an Onkyo sound system with 6-foot speakers and everything else.
Yep, that's bad but true.
Is that really? Was she really like that? She just bought stuff?
Oh, yeah.
And that was, okay, so she filled the emptiness in her soul with stuff.
With stuff, yeah. And it was always the nicest stuff. And it was always like, ooh, look at Kathy's got this. And it's the newest and the latest, whatever. Which was kind of fun, you know, whatever. I don't know why. Her record collection was everybody. She got the best record collection. Look at Kathy's records and...
Was she banging a DJ?
Probably. Who knows? I honestly wish I were more knowledgeable about stuff. I was a kid. You know what I mean? If I was my age, I'd have been paying attention to all of that. You know what I mean?
Wouldn't your aunts know?
Yeah, I guess my Aunt Debbie. But some of them. A lot of people just steered clear, you know? Just let her do her thing.
But she threw parties and had people doing cocaine off the speaker.
Well, I don't know. Listen, I don't know about cocaine. I do know a funny smell when I smell it. And
I know you don't have much of a relationship with your brother. How many years older is your brother?
Just a year and a week.
Okay, so it's not like he was much older where he might realize stuff that you wouldn't realize.
No, yeah, and my younger brother was just obviously 4 years younger than I am, so he's just a baby. But there were definitely loud parties into the wee hours, and there was definitely pot that would float up the stairs. But I don't know what was going on downstairs, except in the morning, half the fun was emptying all the beer cans and beer bottles and everything and go taking those mofos for some 5-cent deposit. There's a party tonight. We're going to get $2 tomorrow.
$2. That sounds like me and my next door neighbor, Steve, when we were kids, the day after the 4th of July, when all the nut jobs on our block, you know, they turned it into Vietnam for like 6 hours. And then Steve and I would go walking up and down the block, like to the sides of the gut, like of the curbs.
Yeah.
And just looking for stuff that didn't go off.
Firecrackers
or bottle rockets or the jumping jacks. It was never the big stuff. It was always that little stuff.
Yeah,
then with the jumping jacks, you used to be able to like kind of break them in half and the gunpowder would be right there and you could light the gunpowder and it would just kind of shoot.
No.
It would just kind of shoot out. It was fun.
Anybody lose a finger?
No. The jumping jacks weren't explosives.
Oh, okay.
They didn't explode.
Okay.
They just kind of bounced around with color. You know what I'm talking about? That's a whistler, Brett.
How do you know the names?
This is what I found. Okay?
As I got older, we used to take bottle rockets and the whistlers and take your standard yellow wiffle ball bat. There was a hole on the bottom of it in the handle. And we used to slide the bottle rockets in there and then use the bat to aim it at people.
Well, that's not what it... I was all proud of you for being safe. I'm like, well, now you know you shouldn't hold it. You can hold it away from you.
No.
And you were aiming at it.
We were having wars with them.
Did anybody... How did you survive with all your appendages?
Again, a bottle rocket's not... like, we're not talking about blockbusters
on
sticks.
They literally explode.
I got you, but it's not... Like, if you lit a firecracker, nobody's losing a limb.
Are you
like
sure?
Jason Pierre Paul, like he was not blowing up firecrackers and bottle rockets when he blew his hand off. You know?
I thought for some reason I thought anything that explodes, you could lose it. Like to me, if it explodes,
I mean, listen, if I was 10 feet away from Brett and I aimed it at his eye and it hit,
yeah,
chances are he might have some problems.
This is what
I thought I had a hole before.
But we weren't.
Skin cancer stitch pop.
Here we go again with the hole in his face.
I thought I had a hole before.
Oh, God.
It's trauma is what it is. He's remembering.
Right. But that wasn't, I mean, that wasn't the case. We were dumb, but we were smart dumb, if that makes any sense.
Yes, we were
pointing bottle rockets and whistles at each other, but we were, you know, 10, 15, maybe 20 yards away, 30 yards away.
Your son comes home, and he has a wiffle ball bat, and you say, where'd that come from? And you're like, we were just shooting bottle rockets at each other. How you know, you did it. Do you get to scold him, or how does that work?
Don't be a schmuck. Don't lose your eye. You know, what am I going to do?
I know. That's what I'm saying. If you did it, in other words, your kids have to know how much leeway they have because you did so much.
Whoa. They don't have to know.
Yes, they do. It's not fair.
How much? Don't tell me it's not fair.
I want to friend them on socials. I just do. And then let them know. So your dad did this and your dad did this. So you could technically do that. Just don't be stupid about it.
I would break you if you did that because they can't do it. Some of the stuff they can. And I would be, you know, okay with it. But the other stuff, it's just like, you know, the party and stuff, I would not be a happy camper.
You know what's funny that you should say that is because, you know, listen, of course there's high schoolers who drink. I'm not saying there's not. I'm saying
right. The
trend for younger people is not to do that and to have non-alcoholic. So, like, they'll go for the Heineken Zeros or whatever.
I know, man.
That's a trend.
It's a little nutty. Again, and I'm not saying my kids are angels, but... Nor do I think they've never had or continue to have whatever it is, but they've never come home drunk. They've never slurred a word when I picked them up. Well, I'm telling you, they've never slurred a word when
they
picked them up.
They have sobered up by the time they see you.
I know.
Here's the thing, though, Brett. With us, when I was younger, we would leave the house at like 6:30, 7 o'clock, and we were gone. And we had to be home at like 11, 11:30, but we had like 4 or 5 hours. My son, they go to parties. They leave the house at like 8 o'clock. They got to be home at 11. You know, and a lot of their parties are a good 20 minutes away, 25 minutes away from the house because the school district my son is in takes up 3 towns, you know, so 4 towns. So... I know this, that I haven't caught them. I'm not saying they haven't done it, but when they come home, my wife is smelling breath every time.
That can be you. I feel like
Monica,
you don't have to
tell me I knew.
I'm saying so you can't take that as...
But I can when we engage them in conversation and they're not slurring words or acting dopey.
Yeah.
They just haven't done it. When they come home, I'm not saying like if my daughter sleeps at her friend's house, I don't know, you know? All I know is, so far, no issues, no grade slips.
And that's it. That's what it is.
No nothing.
They might be doing stuff, but nothing is bad.
It would be impossible for someone like me to raise angels. Impossible. All I want to do is raise good human beings, you know, can support themselves and bring something to the table as far as society goes.
Productive members of society. Is there any part of you, because you... for lack of a better word, outsmarted your parents in regards to getting drunk? And
you know, I don't know if I did. I just don't know if at that point they really cared anymore. I got caught. Like, I came home one day during lunch. We did a liquid lunch, me and my buddy Rob and this girl Phyllis, and we were doing funnels at my house.
Why you gotta do funnels?
So we had 42 minutes to get from school to my house to do funnels and go back to school.
Oh, my God.
Right? Why? And in that time, I left, or one of us left the funnel like in the sink.
Oh, come on.
In the house.
Come on.
Rookie mistake. When I came home from work, my father just took the funnel and cracked it across the back of my legs.
Oh.
He's like, we're not doing this again, right? And that was it. Game over. Like, when I got suspended my senior year for driving up to the senior trip with four other guys and 5 cases of beer.
I mean, come on.
And we drove up to our senior trip and got caught up there and got suspended 3 days out of school, had to miss like senior breakfast, senior picnic, like all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I was done. done. I thought I was done.
I mean,
I thought I was going to go home and take the beating of my life. And it was like nothing happened.
They do that.
And I'm sitting there waiting for this shoe to drop. I'm waiting, like nervously waiting. I didn't get grounded. I didn't get hit. Nothing happened.
They do that. They surprise you, like when you're ready. And then when you don't, when you think you got away with something, or you think something wasn't all that bad, and then they go all, you know, ape crap on you, and you're like,
it never happened. And then
why didn't it happen?
I do not know. Like my other friends, one of his fathers took all his hockey sticks at one time and cracked them over his leg.
Nice.
Cracked them over his leg. People were grounded. It was nutty. And I walked. To this day, I don't know why. My father will never remember. But my mom would have been the one, and she didn't do anything. I almost think, like, because I'm the only one from my mother and father. Like, my mother had my sister years
that.
And years ago. My father had three sons. I just think they got me to graduation without being in handcuffs at any point. Like, I never really brought trouble to the table. I just didn't get caught.
Yeah.
Right,
and
but I never brought trouble to the. That's the only thing I can think of, to where they got to that point. They're like, "All right, he's able to walk through graduation because that was on the table, not letting us walk through graduation." My mother would have lit that school on fire. No question in my mind. If they would have pulled graduation off the table, my mother would have lit the place on fire. Mm-hmm. Zero doubt in my mind. But nothing happened.
So we'll never know.
So if my kids decide to drive up to a senior trip and, you know, get caught and get in trouble and stuff like that, like, I would have to. But they don't know anything about that.
But this is what I'm saying. But
I don't know how much trouble they'd be in.
I just feel as like,
long as,
feel
as you know, as at that point, they were seniors, graduation, college is set. You got to realize too, Monica, like, I was set and with a full ride to play ball somewhere.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Like, I took a lot of worry off their shoulders with that.
Sure.
Right? They didn't have to worry about paying for college. They didn't have to. They were pushing for college, but we would have been, you know, I would have been in hock up to my eyeballs if I had to, you know, do all that stuff without soccer. So maybe that's why, but I'm not saying my kids wouldn't get in trouble. I'm not saying they would. I don't know. I think I'd have to. I think I would have to know how bad it was.
What if you find out?
You know, if somebody got hurt, if something happened, you got really nothing happened.
Long-term consequences.
Right, nothing happened. We got up there, we got caught, we got sent home. We spent the night at a college with friends of ours that were a year older. And then, you know, came home the next day and everything was everything.
What if you find out? What if, because I feel like this is your favorite option, but what if you found out, like, they're 23, 24, 25, out of the house, whatever, and you find out all these stories that this entire time that you're saying, no, we checked their breath and blah, blah, blah. What if they're just like, oh, man, we were drunk all the time?
Again, I'm not saying they're not. They're not doing it and coming home.
They're smart, they're smart.
Exactly. All I said, don't get caught. Mm-hmm. Don't get caught and don't put anything on social media. So far, so good.
And they're good at that. Well, that's good.
Right. Don't put anything on. So that would be worse. The worst out of all of it. If you get caught because you put it on social media.
You're going to get even worse, yeah.
Because now, not only did you got caught because you're stupid. Right? All right. Roger, JP. 1025 The Bone. Real Raw Radio. If you're just tuning in, Roger is out today. He will be back in tomorrow morning. Roger and JP, 1025 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. We'll be right back.
While the world whizzes by, enjoy a moment of me time with Tim Horton's $6 breakfast bundle. Savor a small hot or iced coffee, then add your choice of a mouth-watering hot breakfast sandwich and a crispy golden hash brown and your pick of a classic donut.
Yeah.
All for $6, all just for you. Make your mornings all about me time with our $6 breakfast bundle. Available at your neighborhood Tim Hortons. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.